Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Are you ready?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Driving you home on a Friday here in Paradise, and some interesting news that Braves fans will be interested in. I'll have to ask Grant about it. As Grant McCauley joins us, he was up in Gwinnett to see Ronald Acuna. More on what Ronald did and how soon we're going to see him back with the big club. I saw the Yankees DFA Tyler Matzek. So I know, is that ship sailed for us?
Well, it's a good question because it seems like unlikely reunions are also on the table this year. I didn't have any Rosario returning, but... You know, I don't know that that door is completely closed for the Braves or for Tyler Matzek. I would think if you're a pitcher looking to find the next opportunity, you want your phone to ring, and it could make some sense to see what he has. I mean, Craig Kimbrell is pitching in AAA right now, for the record, so right. I don't think it could get any crazier than that. Right. This is the guy that's fifth on the all-time saves list. So Tyler Matzek, who had one of the biggest non-saves but biggest innings in Braves franchise history a few years ago, if he can get guys out, they're still looking for another lefty. I will point that out. But I don't know if this is the answer to everything, but who knows? I guess is probably the best answer for this question.
While we're discussing bullpen arms and transactions, the Braves brought Dylan Dodd up here with the expectation that he'll probably be sent back down, Spencer Strider, maybe Monday or Tuesday. What exactly is his role over the course of the weekend? Is it more in case they need a long man, or could he be used – in specific situations?
Well, he's not starting anymore, so there is that. He is now a true reliever, so could he get you 5 outs if you needed that? Possibly, but I would think that he'll either be pitching in a game where you're either up by a few runs, quite a few runs, or down by quite a few runs. That seems to be the more likely scenario, or you run into an extra inning deal where you've run through a bunch of pitchers and maybe you end up using him on the final day of the season so that you can give somebody some rest. But again, I think it'll all be dependent on the score and performance of other pitchers before you really look to crack open the case and put Dylan Dodd into the game. But, you know, the return of Spencer Strider is obviously what everybody's anticipating here, clearly by demoting Bryce Elder, which I would look at this. I know he's optioned, and it's because he has options that he's being moved, but it does have to feel the most like a demotion for Bryce of any of the ones that he has dealt with over the past few years. Even last year when he was ping-ponging back and forth, it never seemed like he was able to do what he's done over the past month, which is pitch consistent, reliable baseball for this major league team. And unfortunately, numbers game and options have caught up with him there. But I think him starting every fifth day is the best thing for him right now. It's just kind of a shame because of where they are in the schedule and the fact that they need to make some roster maneuvers that Bryce Elder as a sixth starter is just not what the Braves want to do right now.
And you mentioned that his attitude is he's handling this, knowing that the roster moves and he's in a good spot. Grant talked to him as part of the podcast. Grant McCauley's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. They're up against the Sox up in Fenway. Then later end of the month, into June 1st, Sox come here. How does Acuna look? I mean, a lot of folks commenting about him in the outfield. Is that to be expected, or is he going to get better, right?
Yeah, he will get better. I will go ahead and point out that he's not going to make two or three misplays per game. I mean, the one I feel like in the corner from my vantage point, when he went in to get the ball, he kind of vanished, and then you just saw the ball dribbling back in towards the infield. So I figured something happened, but when he was healthy and came back out to his normal positioning and no trainers emerged, I figured he was probably fine. But then I think it was a misplay on a fly ball, though he was able to get a throw into second on time. It's still, you just, I think, have to knock the rust off in some respects with this rehab assignment. I had different people pointing out that he's been bad in the field in yesterday's game. And, you know, what do you think he's going to do? Sit down there and work on his defense for the next 2.5 weeks? I mean, when they feel like he's ready, they're going to bring him to the big league level. And it's up to him, and he knows this, to bring his defense up to the acceptable level that's going to be expected, because those misplays, as we've seen and as we saw last year with Ronald out and Jorge Soler in the outfield, they can be pretty costly. So that's part of his game that he's going to have to bring up to speed, because he is going to be the regular right fielder. There's just no way around that.
Right. And by the way, now that we can really get into specifics, you think, as I said to you yesterday, for guys who missed it, maybe the end of the month, like that homestand when the Red Sox come?
Look, I mean, based on the Ronald that I saw yesterday and the excitement level in his overall approach to the game and talking to him afterwards, which, by the way, he did his entire media availability in English with no translator there to talk for him. Then he did the Spanish-speaking press afterwards.
Very cool.
Kudos to Ronald for, you know, just being there to communicate, being open to it, and continuing to work on that. I know that sometimes that's something that, you know, people really want to see, but yeah, he's doing a little bit of everything right now, and I think that that's commendable. And it was nice to hear from the horse's mouth. I mean, the excitement is there. It's palpable. He looks like he's slimmed down a little bit too, which I think is good for him as far as, you know, not carrying any extra weight on his surgically repaired knees. That's plural, of course. If you saw the videos and the pictures from pregame, he was doing BP in what looked like some 1980s NBA shorts and a cutoff shirt. So he's put together still, but just a little bit smaller than he had bulked up over the last couple of years. Looks good, excited, and I think that, to get back to your actual question rather than his physical description, he could be ready, I think, maybe as soon as next week. That's going to be up to the Braves. He wasn't ready to commit to any of that, but I really feel like the plan has really only been made through this weekend. After that, it will depend largely on how Ronald feels physically, how his body is responding, and, you know, the numbers might be in third place as far as all those things are concerned.
This is Grant McCauley on the WadeFord.com hotline from the Diamond, coming your way on Sunday at 5 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Grant hosting that, also 92.9 The Game Braves insider. Chris Sale. Spent 6 years with the Boston Red Sox and returns to Fenway tonight. Anything you'll be looking for in the early innings in regards to him emotionally, to see how he's handling that return?
Yeah, maybe a little extra juice there. You know, I mean, I'm sure he's excited about it, because hearing from Chris Sale when he got traded over to Atlanta, I mean, he didn't want his time in Boston to certainly end the way that it did. I mean, he got traded over there, signed a contract, and considered himself a Red Sox, until which point he's not a Red Sox, and now he considers himself an Atlanta Brave. But I think it was a chapter that he's always going to look back and think, you know, what if I'd been healthier? Sure, I think that's pretty natural, but this is also a guy that helped pitch them to a World Series title while he was there and experienced some of the highs of highs when you talk about playing any sport to win a world title. So I think that Chris Sale has certainly sorted some things out in recent starts. He seems to look a lot more like the vintage Chris Sale that we saw last year. And I'm sure that the Red Sox, having known him for as long as they have, are going to be ready to attack. So let's see if he maybe throws a little wrinkle in there early on and maybe uses a little bit of that deception that I think he's been trying to tap into as well some this year.
So our man Grant talking about the Bravos, one of the conversations we were having yesterday, and again, I got people fired up. I got like 60-some-odd thousand views, Grant, talking about, I like Drake, I want more Drake. But obviously they're not going to move on from Sean Murphy. But next year, if Ozuna, again, probably could make more than $16 million on the open market, no way the Braves match? And if so, is Drake a DH?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Ozuna thing is kind of its own unique discussion. He's not, I don't think, going to be in line for that five-year deal that he got the last time.
No,
but could there be a two-year thing that makes some sense? Possibly. I mean, we saw how the Braves handled things with Travis d'Arnaud, with Charlie Morton, with guys that they liked, that they wanted to keep around. Hey, here's another year and an option. And then when it came time to exercise the option, hey, here's another year and an option. Maybe that's the route that they choose to go with that. I think that if Ozuna continues to be a contributor the way that he has been the last couple of years, and it looks like he is again this year, I think you owe it to yourself to figure out if you can continue to run that back. But Drake Baldwin creates an interesting discussion for now, at the very least, because of his advanced approach at the plate. And the numbers are undeniable. I mean, this guy has been one of, if not perhaps, the Braves' best hitter in the early going. Now, he's played less than some other guys, but when you're batting 600 in a month and hitting over 450 over your last, basically, calendar month,
right,
something's going pretty right there. You might want to figure out a way to get that guy more playing time. If you've got Sean Murphy and you have Drake Baldwin and you could maybe take some of the work off of both of those guys, or maybe Murph just takes the brunt as the regular catcher and Baldwin spells him and DHs, that's a plan that could make some sense. So I guess on the one hand, I agree with you and say that that is certainly a viable option for them. But on the other, I would say it's pretty early and the Ozuna thing kind of has to play out on its own.
Hey, Grant, really nice trio of pitching matchups over the course of the weekend. It starts again with Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet tonight. Grant Holmes, Lucas Giolito, and Brian Bellow on Sunday. But the Red Sox are a game below 500. Are you viewing this series as a step up in competition for the Braves?
Definitely. I think this is a team that, I mean, they've got some guys that can, I mean, they've been through their stuff this year as well. Obviously, the record would suggest that. So I don't think that they're head and shoulders above the Braves. I think that this is kind of an evenly matched series. You pointed out the pitching matchups. None of the three of them do I look at them and think, oh, well, clear advantage here, here, and here. This is a team that looks very much the same. The Red Sox have had their own stuff going on with the Rafael Devers deal and obviously with, you know, bringing over Alex Bregman and plugging him in at third base. That was a lot of a conversation for this team. And, you know, I think that this is – every series is going to be important for the Braves, whether it's the Nationals or the Marlins or the Boston Red Sox or whoever it may be. They've got to take advantage of winning them and keep that momentum going.
Grant, before we cut you loose, man, we were talking a lot about, you know, this team getting to 500, staying there. Do you feel better right now? Now knowing that Ronald is coming back, I mean, I know you, like, you never really lost your poise or your patience. Like Carl and I were freaking out after those games against the Padres and the Dodgers. But you feel right now this team is right where it needs to be in relation to the Mets and the Phillies?
Yeah, I think if you told me in spring training, hey, the Braves are going to tread water, they'll be about a 500 team, a little better than maybe by the time Ronald gets back, most people, I think, would sign up for that and say, all right, well, they did what they're supposed to do. Obviously, they've scored enough to win some games. They've pitched well enough to win some games. They've also lost some where they've either pitched well or not scored enough, or maybe that's the same thing. I don't know. But this is pretty much, I feel like, a good case scenario. Best case is you don't lose seven in a row to start the year. Outside of that, I think you could live with all the other results since then.
All right, big man. Have a great weekend. Again, where can people find all of your quality programming?
You can find me right here on a quality radio station, 92.9 The Game, on Sunday from 5 to 7. I'll have Jason Stark on with me to talk all about the Pete Rose reinstatement from the banished list. We recorded that actually today. It was an outstanding conversation. I'm really excited to share that. 5 to 7 on Sunday, and then wherever you get your podcast or the Odyssey app, just search for From the Diamond.
And by the way, just make sure we got it right. The earliest that Pete Rose could be inducted would be 2028?
I believe it's next year, but I would have to check to see.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Which committee ballot is up. So not to make a long story longer, but they have revamped all of the committees, and it's by eras, and he is in the era where your best contributions to the game happened pre-1980. Another guy on that list, Shoeless Joe Jackson. So we'll see if they're on the same ballot.
Frickie's favorite player.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.